neat to look at the impact of the holiday homes within the area of the Delta. We need to look at the contribution it does, or more importantly, at the lack of contribution as well. We have a situation now where a lot of people had bought and built houses many years ago, and now they rent them out on Airbnb to try to repay their mortgage on their holiday houses. And this is impacting on the housing crisis. Yes, granted, the state needs to build houses. They're not building houses that we badly need in this area. The crisis that we're here, the crisis that we have now is just absolutely rolling, totally and utterly out of control. We have people who are being asked to pay anything up to €1,000 in West Donegal, a community, unfortunately, that is socially and economically deprived due to government's policy and their pro-capitalist position. We have families who are forced to leave their area because they can't afford to build, buy or rent, and they seek then to move to other communities abroad to try to make a better living. We are an absolute mess. We're in an absolute crisis, and there's only one thing and one thing only to blame, and that's the government's position in terms of housing and their pro-capitalist position and looking after the interest of the very wealthy. What we need now is we need a massive reduction in the rent that has been asked of people to pay. We need to make more homes available. Airbnb needs to be regularised, which it is not. And people now are often, for different reasons, and some of them, I fully appreciate the fact that they're often for Airbnb to help them put their children through mortgage or maybe pay rent because they might have been left a family home by an aunt or an uncle or grandparents. I understand that. But also that we have a situation where people who are very well-to-do coming into our community, buying up homes and then putting an extortion rent on houses. Need that be Airbnb, maybe £100 a night or £1,000 and maybe more for rent a month. That's not sustainable. We can't sustain a community like this here. To ask our community for €1,000 a month when our people are earning roughly about £400 to £500 take home pay a week, that's over half, in some cases, of somebody's wages. This is not sustainable. The minister needs to come out and do the right thing and announce a massive building programme without red tape and provide homes for our community.